based experience on love.
Bad.
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 Bad. Bad.
Bad.
And life based experience on love. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles. I am your host, Badass Jones, offering personal advice and life based experience on love, sex, relationships, intimacy, with a little Jamaican flair. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles.
All right, we're gonna get going.
Cool.
Greetings, 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 and welcome, Pum Pum Posse. Bless up yourselves. This is the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast after a long hiatus. I hope everyone is doing well. I am, of course, am your host, AJ Badass Jones. Hopefully y'all remember me. I know it's been a hot minute, but you know, I'm still about the place. You, of course, can find me on my social media platform. So Instagram tried to snatch the podcast page, but I put up a new podcast page. So if you're following me on any of the streaming platforms, but you're not following the podcast page on Instagram, it is back up. It is the Pum Pum Chronicles, no longer the Pum Pum Chronicles pod because they took that one. So it's just the Pum Pum Chronicles. And of course, that is my handle also on Twitter. You can also follow my personal pages, badass_Jones_both on Twitter. And oh, it's not even Twitter no more, right? Them call it X now. X. You know, Elon Musk needs to sit down quietly somewhere in a corner and just relax himself and stop making all these changes and confusing people. Anyhow, of course, you can get in contact with me in multiple ways if you want to reach out about a podcast episode, about recording topics or anything thereof. You can reach me on my business line. Leave me a number, drop me a message. That, of course, is 320-270-1086. And you can always email me at thepumpumchronicles@gmail.com. Sorry, gmail.com. And, of course, the DMs are open. Please feel free to leave me a message. You know, not those other kind of messages, but a message of, you know, business interest on ting on ting. So I hope everyone has been doing well. This is the first of many recordings in a while. Just needed to take a break and just kind of decompress and spend some time investing in my personal growth and development and self-care and all those things that we need to take time doing in order to maintain ourselves and keep up our personal livelihood and all them good things. But I am back in full effect and so glad that you all are here joining me. I, of course, have one of my favoritest, and no, favoritest is not a word, but you know, true with Jamaican and thing. One of my favoritest people, you know, Caribbeans, we always mash up things, right? One of my favoritest people, 1/4 of the dynamic quadro, three guys and a girl, we have with us today the relationship guru and relationship advisor extraordinaire, Val. What's up, Guan, Val?
What's going on? What's going on? It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Welcome back.
It has. Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. You know what? I'm so happy that you're doing one of my first series of episodes with me, getting back into the swing of things. Because I remember the conversation that we had probably about a year ago, and it was just such a great conversation. And you always give like really great sound advice. And I always feel like you give it from a non-biased place. You know what I mean? And so definitely having you on as I kickstart and get up and running again is very important to me. So I appreciate it. Thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you for reaching out.
So, of course, you know, I mean, people know who you are, but for those who are new to the platform and new to, you know, Pum Pum Chronicles, please let everybody know who you are, what you do, how they can get in contact with you, and all the wonderful things that you do.
All right. So, my name is Val. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok is Love Lessons by Val. What I aim to do is to help you guys cultivate the healthy dating and relationship lives that you all deserve. Also do sessions as well. Singles, couples, whatever it is. I do. The only thing that I ask is that you come ready to do the work. My DMs are always open. I tend to answer certain questions as well. I like to make them a post as opposed to just answering you, because sometimes somebody else might have the same question as you. So I try to help as many people as possible. That's all I got.
That's okay. I want to ask, because I know that is the catchphrase for your business. Have you ever had somebody that's like reached out to you, but they're unwilling to do the work? Like, you know, sometimes people are like, well, no, it's not me. It's not me. It's the other person. It's not like people who are just in denial, but really and truly it's them. Have you ever encountered that?
110%.
And for real?
The funny thing is, one of my best friends is that.
Really?
Yep.
Yo, I swear you're gonna be like, nope. When I talk to people, and you know, especially because I for sure thought, okay, wow. So what, not to chat the person's business or anything like that, but like they just don't wanna hear what you like, what is it? They just don't wanna, they want you to be on their side?
They want me to be on their side. They love what I'm saying. They continuously say they love what I'm saying. They want to follow what I'm saying. Like, literally, AJ, they're saying all the right things, but they're doing the complete opposite.
That's just wild. And then I understand, like, people like that, then they wonder why they're in the situation that they're in continually. Because it's like, what do they say? Doing the same thing and hoping for a different result is the definition of insanity.
Insanity, yes. Oh my God.
Wild.
L love her to death. Love her to death. But Lord, come on.
Yo, at some point, if I were to be like, no, I'm not giving you no more advice, because when I advise, it's like me talking to Keys sometimes. I'm like, God, I'm not answering, because when I answer you and tell you what the thing is, you still don't do it. It's mind-boggling. Oh, so not related to relationships, but, and we're getting off topic, but just bear with me for a moment. So when Keys is singing a song and I'm telling her the lyrics to the song are wrong that she's singing, she was like, okay, well, what are the lyrics? And I tell her the lyrics, and Val, I promise you, I play the song 30 seconds later and she's still singing the wrong lyrics.
Lord.
And she will literally say to me, I know I'm singing the wrong lyrics, but it's just comfortable this way because I've always sang this like this. I'm looking at her like, Bridget, stop. So I empathize with you on a completely different level, Val. You're good, because yeah. And worse, like, it's your friend. Yeah, that's
It's that P word, not the P word that everybody else is thinking right now, but
Yep.
it's patience, patience.
Yeah, I yeah, you have a lot of that. You are a good person, because yeah, I would, yeah. So, but we are here to talk today about protecting women, not specifically black women, although you know we want to make it a black subject, but a conversation around protecting women. And this conversation came about because of a video that I saw posted on social media where a woman essentially was saying that not all women deserve to be protected by all men. And if you are the type of woman that wants to be strong and independent and you don't want to have a husband, then you don't deserve to be protected by men. And a woman who has a husband, it is not that husband's, that man's responsibility to protect any other woman than his wife. And I thought to myself, Val is the perfect person to have this conversation with, because what is this crazy ass lady even talking about? There's no, so if you're married, Val, you and Queen, you and Minnie are married. So your only obligation is to protect her and nobody else, no other woman. So you're outside and you see a woman walking down the street with her baby and she trips and falls and the two of them drop. You're supposed to close your yai and keep walking.
Hell no.
Okay. So I want to ask you, from two perspectives, like as just as a man, but then as a man who is married, what your thoughts are around that conversation? And I think I sent you the video, so you've had a chance to review it. But what are your thoughts around that particular type of conversation where there are women, and I'm sure she's not alone, but there are women who believe my man is only supposed to protect me. It's not his responsibility to protect nobody else.
I feel like it's low vibrational, and that's not a hit to anybody. It's I honestly feel like it's low vibrational. The example that you gave, I think, is a great example. If I'm walking down the street and this lady with her baby, they trip and fall, I'm gonna go help. You know, I feel like that's just the right thing to do. You know, growing up, having that instilled in me by my parents, it's like, you know, you want to help. Now, I understand there's like dire situations where it might be a little bit dicey. You know, but for example, there's a couple walking down the street and they're legit fighting in the street kind of thing, like a domestic violence type thing. Now, I have to think, and this is me personally, I have to think, because now I could be putting my life in danger, which would be putting my wife's life in danger, which could be shifting the entire dynamic of my family, especially if the dude that's beating the woman has a gun, for example.
Right.
You know, I'm not licensed. I don't have my gun license yet. So that's me putting myself in danger. Would I still help? Yeah, I would, because that's just the type of person that I am. But I would try to find the safest way to do it. But the way that the lady went on the clip that you sent me, and I understand it's just a clip, so I don't know her and her dynamic when it comes to relationships and men, it sounded as if she went through something before and she doesn't ever want to be in that predicament again. So she's projecting it onto everybody else.
Right. I was thinking that maybe the message is for, so I feel like her message was geared towards more so single women, because I feel like if the message isn't targeted to women who are in relationships, I feel like the message was more targeted to single women. Like, if you're a single woman, my husband's not going to help you because, like, that's my husband, he's married. And I agree. I think maybe that something has happened in her past, and again, we'll never know because it's not something that she disclosed, where I don't know, people have different feelings around their person or their spouse engaging and interacting with women who are not necessarily married. I know from personal I know from personal experience, I had a group of friends, and of the group of friends, I am the only one who's not married or no longer married. And what ended up happening is events now that were taking place no longer included me, because I didn't have a husband and because I was single, I'm a single woman. And so, in speaking particularly with one of my friends, her thing is, well, it makes the other ladies uncomfortable. And I'm saying to myself, why? Because, like, I'm the same person that I was before. The only difference is that I no longer have a spouse. Me as a person has not changed. So what now? Because I'm single, I'm going to be like flinging my pom-pom around the room to all the married men, you know? I feel like her message target was targeting more so single women to let them know, like, if a woman has a husband, don't expect her their husbands to come in and save you or protect you or help you, because that's just not a thing. D does that sound far-fetched to you?
No, I don't think that's far-fetched. In that sense, I honestly feel like it could be something that's within those females. Again, I don't know them. But it's like now that they have somebody, everybody else is a target. Every other woman that is not in a relationship is a target to ruin what I just got. Maybe it took them a while to finally get this person, whether it's brand new or they've been together for like a month, 2 months, whatever it is. They have this person and they don't want them to have wandering eyes and things of that nature. But that's a conversation with that person. It's not supposed to be a conversation with the friend that's single, not doing anything, living his or her life, being regular them, being regular AJ, being regular Val, it's not fair. So I feel like the thought process that she has, it should be geared. Again, you said for single women and things of that nature. I feel like it should stay there. And if she ever gets somebody, if she has somebody, because I don't remember in the clip if she says she has someone, that
Yeah,
conversation
she's
needs to be with
married.
the
The
person.
lady who
Okay,
made the
she's
clip,
married.
she's married. Yeah. So
Okay.
she's essentially saying, like, don't expect my husband to help you as a woman out there. That's why you're supposed to get your own husband, because your own husband is supposed to protect you. Don't, like, if you're out in the streets and something happens to you, don't expect my husband to help you. Sorry, I wanted to go back and touch on what you're saying before. Like, what you said is the perfect thing. Like, you would help in the safest way possible. And I think that's another dynamic we're going to talk about in a minute, but call 911, and not you specifically, but, you know, there are ways to help without putting yourself in harm's way and still trying to make sure, like, maybe stay at a safe distance and, you know, encourage the man to stop doing whatever he's doing, and ultimately call the police if you have to, you know? Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry, I completely cut you off. I apologize. You were saying about her dumbass. So yeah, she is married, and she's saying specifically to her situation, that her husband's not basically not allowed to help anybody but her.
Nah. No. That to me, in again, I don't know her, but that screams controlling to me in a sense. That screams controlling. It also does scream, like I said earlier, maybe she went through something in the past, or it could legit be with her husband. She went through something already and she just doesn't want to go through it again. So I'm pretty sure her reasons, wherever they came from, they're valid. Your feelings are valid, of course, but the way that you go about it is completely different. But I can understand wanting your husband to only be protecting you, looking out for you, things of that nature. I can completely understand that. But for him not to try to help or protect somebody else, I think that's a little far-fetched.
Okay, so let me ask you then. Should that be the expectation in reverse? If she doesn't want that for her husband, she shouldn't expect to have help from anybody else. So she's stranded on a roadside. She doesn't have CAA or anything like that. Or, and somebody, like, should people just keep, like, men just keep passing? Or if she herself is out, let's say, picking up her kids from school, and something happens where, you know, somebody is attacking her or somebody is verbally assaulting her, should people like that have the same expectation in return that nobody's husband helps them because they have their own husband, whether he's around or not?
She should, but you the way that she is, she won't. I feel like she would be the same type of individual that would be capping on, oh my God, I needed help and nobody stopped to help me. Where are all the good men at? Da, 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 that's why I love my husband. And it's just ass backwards.
So I wanted to ask you, as a black male, especially in America, where, you know, black men are villainized for a number of different reasons. I know that you just mentioned about, you know, if you'd seen a couple, there's domestic violence happening, that you do your best to help. But if you could kind of just expand on, to what extent should black men in particular be putting themselves in harm's way to protect anyone, whether it's a family member or not? You know, I know that this, like, for me, I know there are some black men who they are laying their life on the line for their spouse, for their kids, for their parents, for their best friend, for their whomever. So for you, just speaking from a personal perspective, to what extent do you feel that black men should go to protect whomever?
I think that it should stop a little bit before potential death. That's my honest opinion.
How do you gauge that, though?
See, that's the hard part. That's the so for example, like somebody with my background, I have police training, in security training. So I would be using that to just try to see if there's a weapon of some kind, especially if I don't have nothing on me at all. You know, if there isn't, then I can make that decision to go over there and, you know, calmly try to disengage the situation, things of that nature. But see that the problem there is, what if I can't? You know, then it's like, what's gonna happen? You know, we're gonna fight. You know, like you said, I could call 911. If I'm out with my wife and I see something like this going on, I do believe I would take the even safer route because I'm not putting her life in danger. I will call 911. I will call 911, or, you know, I would try to like yell out something to like make it stop, kind of thing. I would not do nothing. That's what I want to say. I would not do nothing. And if I am in the situation by myself, I would do as much as I can, just not risking my life.
So, do you think that men who choose not to do anything at all because they're not risking their life and they just don't want to get involved, are they vilified for that, or are they within their rights to choose not to do anything? Like, I feel like society has this unfair expectation that, you know, men man up and do the manly thing and, you know, rush in guns blazing even when you don't have a gun. But you understand, right? That there's this expectation that it's almost feels to me in some way that men's lives, black men, are indisposable. Is it indisposable? They're disposable. Like, it's okay if, you know, they get beat up because they were protecting a woman. It's okay if they take a bullet because they, you know, like those kind of extreme cases. But do you think that men who don't stand up in a particular type of way get vilified for that?
They absolutely do. And do I think it's right? No, I don't. I think it's messed up. I think it's legit fucked up. We can't win. We can't win. You know, if we choose to run away from a situation, for example, you know, we're called a whole bunch of different names. You know, if we choose to stay and, you know, we get hurt, you know, hindsight's 2020. Why didn't you run away, bro? Like, what are you doing? You know, we cannot win.
Or this one, if you jump in and you're the one who ends up getting beat up, like, yo, why didn't you stand up to like that nigga? Like, you're a weak ass, like you didn't fight hard enough. Like, yeah, you didn't fight hard enough, or you didn't do enough.
And they gloss over the fact that at least I tried to do something, you know. And you know, I got my ass beat, but I tried though. You know, I jumped in, I got shot, you know, but I tried though. But no,
Right.
we're gonna get vilified. Ha, you got shot, or bro, you should have just ran away. Like, what the fuck are you doing? No.
Right. It's like there's never enough that you can do that's enough because somebody's going to have an issue with it.
Yes.
That's rough. Like, you know, I see these posts all the time that talk about protecting women, protecting Black women. And I agree to some degree, but not at the cost of somebody's life. Like, you losing your life to protect me. Okay, so for me personally, you losing your life to protect me, whether we're married or not, whatever the case may be, like, I don't know what the, I don't even know. I don't even know if there's like a middle ground to that because it's like if you're my husband and somebody is attacking me and you jump in to save me and you end up dying, that's just as bad as me getting attacked. You know what I mean? Like, there's no win. There's no better. I could never say, oh, well, it's better that he died instead of me, or it's just a sad situation all around. But I do agree with you. It's like if men don't do something, you're automatically labeled as weak or something, you know, whatever, all the different names you said that they call.
No, but I'm with you though. Like, if that I was, you know, the funny thing is I was talking to my wife about this. And she was just like, I'd rather you still be around than, you know, you're in the hospital or something like that. If something's happening to me, I need you to call 911. I was just like, that'd be kind of difficult to do because if somebody's trying to fight you, you know, and you're losing, I'm the first thing I want to do is jump in, you know. But she was just like, nope, I'd rather you call. I'd rather still be here. I'd rather you still be here because she doesn't want to do life without me. So it's like, I can understand that.
But
So
you in your heart, you're like, no, nah, I couldn't let that happen. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna,
exactly.
right, I'm gonna come to your defense. I'm gonna fight for you. Yeah, it's a hard one. It definitely is. You know, I would like to think that as a society, as time goes on, that we would stop putting, in particular, Black men in these positions where they're the bad guy if they don't stand up in a particular type of way. Like, if you fight as hard as you can fight, and whatever happens, happens, that, you know, the thing that they would say is that, you know what, he was a hero. He stood up for her. He did something. He did the right thing. Whatever it is, the fact that you've done something at all is the right thing.
Exactly. And it's funny though too, our counterparts, if they were in a situation that we're discussing, they are labeled a hero.
Right.
They are. We, us, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know. Men, y'all get a bad rap. And I know, I feel like we don't have enough positive conversations about men. Like, we're always talking about the downside of them. Like, you know, if a man dresses in a particular type of way, he's too sassy. If he is talking about whatever, you know, he's a bitch ass. If he doesn't stand up, he's weak. If he, it's like all these negative things. And I feel like, I don't know, we need to be going in more of a path of talking about the positives and the positive ways in which men contribute to society and the positive ways in which men, you know, protect women and the positive ways in which Black men in particular show up for Black women. Because I feel like there's just so much negativity around that it's crazy to me.
I agree, absolutely.
And on the flip side of that, I wanted to talk about not men in particular, but people in particular who want these unrealistic relationships, but don't have anything to offer in the relationships. So, I made a ranting post this morning about people messaging me who I was saying like they don't got dry shit to rub together, but want to talk about all the things that they want a relationship in a relationship and all the expectations that they have. So from the man's perspective, you live in your mom's basement, you don't work nowhere, you ain't got dry shit to rub together, but you want a woman who cooks and cleans and keeps herself neat and looks like a lady and does all this kind of ladylike stuff and la 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 ray tay 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 and all this kind of stuff. On the flip side, for women who, you know, can't take themselves to the nail salon, can't get their own hair done, can't provide for themselves, but they want a man who's going to spend his last dollar on them. Val, beg you, please weigh in, weigh in, weigh in.
Where is the balance? Where is the balance? Oh, God. Okay.
And I was like, AJ, don't get me started. Why are you doing this to me? I'm sure you come in contact with people who have these unrealistic relationship expectations when they themselves are not in a healthy place within themselves.
Absolutely, 100%. And what I don't like, and I'm allowed to say this, what I don't
Absolutely.
like, it is the fact that everything is the other person. Like, okay, mainly what I have been seeing in my personal experience, in my practice, are women consistently talking down to men who cannot provide them anything. Oh no, excuse me, that can provide them everything, but they cannot provide them nothing, or they do not want to provide them
So,
anything.
hold on, hold on. The woman wants everything from the man, but she doesn't want to give nothing in return?
Yes.
Val, shut up. What?
Yes. Yes. So and that's what gets me so hot, because it's like relationships, balance, like I said, it's two people, it's not just you. Everything's supposed to be done for you, but you're not supposed to give anything back, like princess treatment.
Oh, because they feel
No.
like their pom pom is enough. They feel like if they've got a good body and they've got good pussy, that that's enough.
And
Val.
I'm like tiptoeing here, but
Val, this is the Pom Pom Chronicles. You do not, and you are not required to tiptoe.
Oh my God. It's if that's all you have to bring to the proverbial table, it's not gonna stay how it is forever. So you're supposed to use that to keep him forever? I think not. I'm pretty sure, like, once it gets loosey goosey, they're probably gonna go and try to find somebody else, or they're gonna wake up and be like, she don't do shit for me. All I've been getting is the box. Box ain't the same no more. Time to move on. How are you gonna feel after that? I love using the term ass backwards in my sessions. It's ass backwards. Okay. The individuals that I speak to, they are more prone to listen to me when I say, like, personality should be one of the leading things that you want in somebody, how they are, how they treat you, because personality doesn't necessarily change. That does not change. Looks change. The big butt changes. It gets dimples, it gets whatever.
Like a fat
Pussy
ass ain't
gets
gonna take you
loose.
through life.
It's not going to take you through life. It's going to be great for, 3, 4, 5 months, whatever it is. But if you want somebody for life, a life partner, that is not what you should be looking for. And that's what some people are looking for, men. Women are looking for that good dick. Once that's gone, what's left? What's left? Ass backwards.
And as I say, I feel like for the men, like from that perspective, let him have like a little work wife or a little work husband, a work person who brings him a cook meal every now and again. You know what I mean? He's gonna start wondering, like, okay, so I have this woman who's my wife, and she doesn't do anything and wants us to go out to eat all the time and spend my money, but I'm getting nothing in return. Those relationships go sour very, very quickly. And even
Oh.
like I feel like the rate of divorce right now, I don't know if it's higher or not, but like, you see the things on social media, like people are getting divorced and separated left, right, and center because that physical appearance, it wears thin real quick. It wears thin real quick. And like you said, like if you only have a big butt and maybe some good pom pom to bring to the table, like what else is there at some point in time? There's a person
Uh-huh.
who's waking up to you every day who's going to start being miserable because there's nothing else other than that.
Literally. Then you're gonna wake up, you're gonna see that you wasted your time. It was fun then, but what are you doing now? And divorce.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people just have I don't know if it's that the older generations or the past generations were just more inclined to put up with more because there were fewer options. Or is it that because we have so many options now, people are not sticking around as long? Or, people were told, well, just kind of like put up and shut up. But now that we don't have to put up and shut up and there's so much available to us, you can exercise more options. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think it's a plethora of everything you just said and then some. You know, women didn't have a lot of rights back then. They have a whole bunch. Women didn't make a lot of money back then. They make a lot of money now. To sustain themselves, they don't have to have a man to help them and provide them with the finances unless they truly want to have a man that does that. You know, they have that option, like you said. Back then, I feel like exactly what you said. Maybe they had to put up and shut up kind of thing because the man made all the money, you know, providing everything, living, helping you live the life, you know, without having to do anything, just house chores and things of that nature. Things are so different now. So that I feel like that is absolutely part of it.
There was another video that I saw kind of relating to this where a gentleman was saying that the woman that he's with, she makes I think it's like let's say like 60,000 a year. And she applied for a job where she was going to be making 75,000 a year. So an increase of no, 85,000, increase of $25,000. But the problem was her immediate supervisor was going to be her ex from 5 years ago. And so there was this discussion around, different men in the chat were basically saying, well, no, that's not right. It's her ex. And, what if they get back together? That's not worth the 25,000 and this, that, and the third, and oh, a woman is supposed to this and a woman is supposed to that and la, 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 la. And not to bash men in any way, shape, or form, but just, as part of the conversation, somebody had asked, okay, so she's supposed to sacrifice her livelihood of an additional $25,000 a year because of somebody that she was in a relationship 5 years ago. Like, oh, well, there's a possibility that she's going to cheat. And they're like, my guy, if in the 5 years she hasn't sought out this person to go cheat with him, the likelihood of her now deciding to cheat with him because they work together. It's probably highly unlikely, but just even then, if she as a person is going to cheat, she's just going to cheat. It's not necessarily because it's with that, but just the expectation to get around, a woman not doing a particular type of thing because it makes that man uncomfortable or what, his expectations are. Instead of people seeing it as like, okay, well, that's an additional $25,000 that, adds to our total livelihood. Should that not be a good thing?
I think that's an amazing thing. X or not. X or not.
So
I think
I
that's
say,
an
so for
amazing
you,
thing.
Val, would you have a problem? Minnie says, you know what? There's a job I'm considering taking. It's going to pay me an additional $25,000 a year. The only thing is that my immediate supervisor is my ex from 5 years ago. I have not seen or spoken to this man in 5 years. So for me, it's not a problem. Would you have a problem with it?
Absolutely not. And that's what I wanted to bring up too with the other men. I'm just like, are you guys secure in yourself? Are you guys secure in your relationship? You know, like I'm hearing a lot of blame placed on the woman. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. Why would you do that? All that stuff, whatever. But why don't you look within? Like, if you guys are solid, what's the issue? If you've been through something personally and you're trying to and you're projecting knowingly or unknowingly, you need to understand if you are, number one, and number two, why? Why are you projecting? What have you been through? You know, has she done this to you before? If so, then okay, it's a conversation. Definitely a conversation. But if she has not gave you any inkling of this, has not even talked about this man, you know, why are you taking it out on her? Like, I think you need to look within. So yes, if my wife got a job, 25,000 more, working with her ex, I would celebrate that, number one. I'm like, you making more money, we're making more money for the house, you know, all that good stuff.
Because
My
you're a
issue,
unit. It's the two of you together. You're
exactly.
a unit.
We're a unit working together, all that good stuff. You know, no issues, no cheating, no all that good stuff. And we actually trust each other. A lot of people can't say that. Oh, what was I gonna say? I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
The oh, okay. My issue will come in if he does something, because I know she's gonna tell me. If he tries to make a move, if he's just like, haha, remember 5 years ago, you know, we used to be fucking da, da, da,
Yeah,
stuff,
I
stuff
was
like
going to bring up
that.
those old ass conversations.
Legit, like that's where my problem comes in. And my problem is not going to be with my wife. My problem is going to be with him. Unless she gave a response that wasn't a great response, then it's like, okay, my problem will be with her. But knowing her, my problem will end up being with him.
Right. So it's her responsibility to check that person and keep that person in their place.
There you go.
Right. And if she does that and he still persists, then your issue is definitely with him.
100%.
And I, you know what? And I think that that's the right way, because again, if you're thinking of it on a scale like, so it's two parts. So I have to go back. So the person who had made this comment, the woman is his girlfriend. It's not even his wife.
Wow.
And so, right. So some of the comments were like, my God, she's not your wife. Like she's somebody you're dating. She's your girlfriend. Like if you're intending on making her your fiance, like in the next couple of days and then getting married to her in a very short period of time, that's one thing. But if this is somebody that you're just dating, that you're not even sure you want to have a future with, you need to check your insecurities at the door.
100%.
On the flip side of it, if the situation was a woman where the man is now making more money, but his supervisor or one of his work colleagues is his ex of 5 years, should it be still a non-issue?
Got to keep the same energy. Got to keep the same energy. If people are up in arms for the woman working with the ex, making more money, you got to treat it the same way if the shoe's on the other foot. I don't think that it should be a problem any way that it goes. I really don't. Unless that person that's in the position of power does something to disrespect the relationship, the marriage, whatever it is. If the relationship is brand new, yes, of course, you can still get disrespected and things of that nature. Yes. But I feel like it's a little bit different. And it should be a little bit different, especially when you're comparing it to people that might be married or engaged and legit have a very strong relationship. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. So one gentleman in the comments said that the woman who's taking the job is disrespecting her boyfriend because having a boyfriend is the same as having a husband. Val?
I wish I was in on this conversation.
Val, I wanted to reply to the man so badly, I could not. There, and you know what? There was a woman who, she was very eloquent in the chat, and she had said, like, you know what? There's no way possible that your boyfriend, someone you're dating, is going to get the same consideration that your husband would. Because when you have a husband or a partner, that partner is the other half of you. The decisions that you make affect that person. My decision-making shouldn't affect you as my boyfriend, especially when I don't know what your intention is. We've never talked about marriage. We've never talked about developing a future together, but you're in your feelings and want to feel some type of way about the fact that I'm going to do something that is financially in my best interest for my future. And if we end up together, it would be in our best interest for our future.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. But the fact that this person said that having a boyfriend is, and there are men in the chat who agreed with him. Yes, having a boyfriend is the same as having a husband, because when you have a boyfriend, you know, you do wifely things for him. Val,
not necessarily, especially nowadays. No, absolutely not. People are so against that. So no, it is absolutely not. If you are listening to this, sir, whoever, men that were in that chat, absolutely not. And if you want to discuss this, I am here. We'll discuss this. I'll set you straight, because that is not what it is.
What are the inherent differences between being in a relationship with somebody that you're dating, who's your boyfriend, versus having a husband and making those decisions? Sorry, aside from the fact that you might be dating multiple people to see which one has husband potential, does that mean that all those people are your boyfriend? Or every person you've ever dated that's your boyfriend? Sorry, all those people are your husband? Or every person you ever dated, that's your wife? Like, if you've had 4 girlfriends in your life, that means you've been married 4 times?
Apparently, AJ. Apparently. Oh my God. Here's the term again. It's ass backwards. Like, where does that come from? Why? If this was a, you know what? I'm gonna give a benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give a benefit of the doubt. If this is an individual who is used to dating one person at a time, and they actually take that relationship very seriously, and they've had the discussion of, where do you see us going, you know, things of that nature, and they're both on the same page, they want to pursue marriage, things of that nature, then I give you grace on that. If you are not a relationship that's even talked about, that even breached that subject, absolutely not. Like, you guys are the same people that are complaining when women aren't doing the wifely duties when you guys are first starting out. Oh, she don't wash the dishes, bro. I don't want her. But we're considering that this is the person that this is my wife because she's my girlfriend. Make it make sense.
I don't know. Again, I don't want to knock this generation or anything like that. I definitely feel like social media has had a huge impact on the way that people perceive relationships and you know the way that they're informing their own choices, but also with the information that they're putting out and wanting people to believe. And I feel, and again, this is not a man thing or a woman thing. This is just people. You have a segment of the population that feels like they're entitled to something without working for it in a relationship. You know, they want XYZ in a person that they are unable to give to themselves. They want XYZ in a person and they themselves don't have those qualities. You know, and like you said, Val, where's the balance, right? So when you hear these kind of conversations, if I can ask you as a relationship consultant and advisor, what advice do you give these people? Like when you hear somebody say, well, you know, I want a person that does this, and that, and I want a person to be making this amount of money, and I expect these types of things, what do you ask them? First and foremost, and then what advice do you offer them?
So I let them go through their list. Oh, and I hate the list. I let them go. I do. I absolutely hate the list. But I am a very, very good listener. So I will, and I'm patient again. So I will let them go through their entire list. And it's like, okay, you know, I got that. If I need a reminder, I'm pretty sure I'll get the reminder. But list is finished. Okay, cool. Now I would reverse it and I said, okay, they have to have all of these things. What are you going to provide? That's one of the first questions that I ask. What are you going to provide? If they cannot answer that, I tell them to burn the list. Burn
Shit.
the list. Kill the list because you're too focused on somebody else. Like, where are you? Who are you? You know, what can you provide to a potential marriage? You know, if marriage is their goal, that is something that I would ask as well. Like, what can you provide to a potential marriage? It looks like you're asking, especially for the women that keep saying that they want somebody that is 6 foot and above. All right, he is 6 foot and above. He looks great. He is chiseled. Okay, he looks amazing, but he treats you like shit. Are you happy? You got what you wanted. He makes six figures. He drives a nice car. He'll bring you to and from, but he treats you like shit. Are you happy? He checked everything off your list. He did, you know, but what's usually missing on that list is a friend. Something as simple as that. You know, what's missing on the list is somebody that gives me love, somebody that I can love back, you know. The list, and I made a post about this too. It's a whole bunch of wants. You don't even know what you actually need. You know, you want all these things, and you can get them. You can get them, but it's not going to be what you actually really needed. It won't. So it's hard to have those conversations sometimes, and it's like I hate making people cry. I really do, but it happens, especially within the first two or three sessions. There's tears. And
Really?
I there are, and I feel you know me, AJ. I feel so bad. I really do. But at the end of the day, they thank me because sometimes they say their friends don't even hold them accountable like this. You know, they never really take the time to sit down and just look at what they're saying, look at what they're doing. So, and then I gotta throw in my best friend in this as well. You know. Some of these people with this long ass list are very good catches. They really are. I just think there's a little bit of rewiring that needs to be done, focusing on themselves first. You know, what is it that they can bring into a relationship that can make it work? And what should be on the other side is something that complements it. And that's building the foundation of a friendship. That's been the foundation to have an actual relationship, to date, to be exclusive, to court.     װ     װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================װ�================================================================================================================================================================================װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ that can potentially lead to marriage.
Agreed. It's funny that you're saying that. So, the lists, yes. I so somebody that I'm very good friends with, so she's dating. And this individual that she's dating, like the things that are really, because I feel like, if somebody's going to make a list, make it a two-part list. So the things that are extremely important to you, and then the things that that you want, but you can live without. So, if the person is 5'10, but you understand what I'm saying. So if the 5'10 is on the side, because you want somebody that's 6'4, so that's your preference. But on the right side, they check off everything that's on the right side. They treat you good, they listen to you, they're kind, they're caring, they're loving, they're your friend. They know about intimacy, they're emotionally intelligent, they're gainfully employed, they drive a nice, like the but they're only 5'10. Are you going to give up the good right side of the list because they're not 6'4? The same thing. So a friend of mine, she's dating an individual who, she likes older men. This gentleman, it's an older gentleman, gainfully employed, well-read, well-traveled. Val, if there are 20 things on the right side of her list, he has 19 of 20. Solid. And on the left side of her list, she likes the men that are above 6 feet. She wants, the super chiseled body. She wants the pearly white veneers. He's 5'10", maybe 5'11". He has a regular average body. And, he has average teeth. His teeth are not super sparkly white or whatever. And she's like, well, I don't know if I could live with the teeth thing. And I'm looking at her like, bitch, are you crazy?
Legit.
This man has everything that you've ever wanted in a partner. Someone who listens to you, someone who is your friend, someone who has good communication skills, someone who actively pays attention to the things that are important. You said you wanted flowers. He said, done. He buys her flowers once a week because that's what she asked for. Like, she's like, oh, well, if we're dating, I'm not going to be the kind of woman if we get married that cooks all the time. And he's like, that's fine. He's like, if you're open to cooking 3 days a week, I'll cook two, and the other two we can go to dinner. Done deal. You know what I mean? Like, he's positive, he's uplifting, he all motivate the whole everything would depend on the right side of the list, Bell. And she's considering not being with this man because of one thing. She's accepted the fact that he's 5'11". She's like, it's close enough to 6 feet. She's accepted the fact that his body is just, it's average. He's not super chiseled, but he's very strong, and that's a good thing. But the teeth thing is throwing her off, his teeth. And I'm looking at her like, if you don't get your ass in gear and get on board with this man, you're going to miss out on your blessings. That's what I want to say, Val. The people who sabotage themselves and miss out on their blessings for bullshit.
Yes, and they're gonna regret it. The list that you just mentioned, right? So the right side of the list, the men that fall on that right side of the list are the men that are more often shelved. They are
Yes.
put on the shelf. They look so good, so shiny and everything. And people are gonna go after the one on the left. So once they get through all of that, whether it worked, it didn't work, it's gonna end up not working anyway. They try to come back to the guy that's on the right side of the list. But guess what? He's taken. He's gone. Somebody else scooped him up off the shelf that you put him on because you could not get over one or two things. Whose fault is it? Yours. Got to deal with it. Maybe that's a lesson that you're going to learn finally. And now when the next guy comes along, because they will. There are a lot of good guys out here. When he comes along, you're going to act right. You're going to be ready.
And you know what, too? I also feel like what you wanted in a relationship in your 20s should not be what you want in a relationship in your 30s. And
Agreed.
if you still haven't found that solid relationship in your 30s and you're moving into your 40s, you need to reevaluate what you wanted in your 30s in a potential partner to see, like, why, if in a decade you haven't found the one that you're looking for, and it's not by choice to stay single, what's up? And if it's something that you can't weed through yourself, you can set up a session with my good friend Val,
You know it.
who will help you to decipher and decode some of that stuff. Because sometimes it's difficult for us to unpack it by ourselves. And so going to a therapist, going to an advisor, going to a counselor like Val may be helpful for you.
Absolutely. Especially if you don't have friends that'll set you straight. you
Man, and
know.
if you have them friends that are bullshit, you need better friends.
Absolutely. Or stop going to those friends that you know are most likely going to enable the actions that you're doing, and actually go to the friend that will be real with you. You just don't want to hear
Val, say that shit one more time, please. Please. Please.
it.
Please.
My
I don't think
God.
they heard you in the back. Say that one more time for me, please.
People, start going to the friend that you don't want to hear advice from. They're the one that's going to set you straight. Stop going to the ones that will enable all the stupid actions that you're doing. Stop.
Yeah. And on that note, and on those words of wisdom, Val, thank you so much. I appreciate you to no end, and I appreciate the conversation. Please let everybody know again who you are, how they can get in touch. Listen to me, people. If you haven't booked a session with Val, it is in your best interest to do so. I'm just as I said. If you really and truly are stuck in a place of limbo in regards to relationships, and not because I love Val, but because Val is very insightful and he's very objective and he's no bullshit and he's no bias, get in contact with Val. Val's gonna let you know how they get in contact with you, Val.
Yes, I appreciate that, AJ. So again, my name is Val. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, X, whatever it's called now. Love Lessons by Val. Love Lessons by Val. What I aim to do is to help you guys cultivate the healthy dating and relationship lives that you all deserve. Again, like AJ said, I do sessions, I do singles, even if you're in a relationship, couples, group settings, things of that nature. I do it all. The only thing that I ask is that you come ready to do the work.
Big up yourself, Val. I appreciate you. Pom pom posse, big up yourselves. This has been another episode, a newer, updated episode of the Pom Pom Chronicles podcast. Of course, Val's information will be posted in the bio in the write-up, so he's just one click away from me to getting to him. But in all seriousness, like I know I was saying before, even if it's not Val, find somebody to talk to who can be objective. It's better to get perspective from someone who is not as close to your situation so that they can give you an unbiased opinion or unbiased feedback based on the information, not just based on the fact that they're your friend. Because, it's great to have friends, but sometimes our friends will lead us astray, not because they have willful or bad intention towards us, but because, whatever the reasons are, they're not always going to give you the perspective that you need. Some of our friends just, want you to, just, I don't want to be mean to anybody or call anything out, but sometimes our friends are not going to give us the perspective that we actually need. And we need to stop seeking the validation of yes people around us. If you're truly, truly invested in your future and want a healthier path to be on, you need to stop talking to the people who are just going to tell you yes and agree with everything that you say, and talk to the people who are going to give you the hard answers and the tough love. Plain and simple. So,
That's it.
Posse, again, bless up yourselves. This is the Pom Pom Chronicles podcast. You can find me on my social media, the Pom Pom Chronicles on Instagram and Dotty Twitter X. And you can also follow my personal page, badass underscore Jones underscore. Hit us up, hail us up, and we will talk to you soon. Peace.
If there's a question of my heart, got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans.
Making plans.
Oh, love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans.
Making plans.
Baby, I've been making plans for
my success
you.
a pilot. I
Yeah.
mean it. Look, I'll admit it, albeit pathetic, that I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Cause the idea of that lobby empty, do not sit with me well. It's not your fault they try to get me. Cause I'ma need the sales, cause I'm selfish. And I need you to myself. Trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail. Cause I failed. I see you about to cry. Cause when I enter they city, they leave without they pride. I'm sorry. Are you staring at my comments? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. Wrong. How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day I leave you Harris with you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. Out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the charts, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong, but I'm promising you better though. Your friends saying let them go, and we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever though.
That's right. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love, baby, I've been making plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans.
Really should I have a role?
Baby,
really
I've been
have
making
a role.
Plans for
really should
you.
I have a role. Yeah. You have a new love. I'll admit it, let me be hypothetical. If the day I find a woman, I'd probably be scared to share it. The idea of me finding love would run somebody off. But through my wall could use some plaques, but still I got a flaws. Brush you off. Yeah, I'm kinda lost. Now I'm up in the club with a couple of move-ons. From dark, good troubled heart. Went from falling in love to drunk and falling apart. This is hard. Trying to find some time to move on. Cause when we lost our baby, I got shady, she got too dark. I'm sorry. And I thank you, baby, you strong. My ex before you married to you solo, I say so long. Nah, good terms how that ended. But it surely put a dent on how I worry about this business. Off white picket fences, on flights with the children. On site stealing kisses, on off nights my intentions. But I plan to do it better though. But you still saying let it go. We ain't getting any younger. Women love me now, but in your eyes, you forever
though. Baby, wow. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans. Oh, baby, baby, I've been making plans.